shall we bow our heads for prayers? Our gracious Heavenly Father, we want to thank you again, Lord, for this wonderful opportunity to be in your house. Lord, as your prophet have told us that there is no better place to be, Lord, apart from the first class city, than to be in your house. We thank you for giving us this opportunity to be here this morning. We thank you for the blessings we have received since we came this morning. And we thank you for the blessings that you have in store for us for the rest of the day. We are grateful and we are thankful to you. Thank you for the Sunday school. We thank you for the worship service. We thank you for special numbers. We thank you for all that you have done for us this morning. Lord, as we look up unto you for greater blessings ahead. Dear Father, we want to commend the day into your hand. We ask, Lord, that your presence, Lord, will come down mightily in our midst. And Lord, release your blessings unto each and every one of us. Oh God, may today be a day special in the life of every one of us, that you will do something great in our midst, Lord. Let it be, dear Father. We commit our servant into your hand that you have sent to us, Lord, to be a blessing to us today. We pray that, Lord, you will lift him up again, Lord, as he takes the pulpit in a few minutes, anoint him afresh, give him unction of your spirit, that I might speak as your oracle, Lord. We pray that all demons will bow before your word and your presence. O God of heaven and earth, may you, O God, give unto each one of us something special in the service, O Father. We want to commit our pastor to your hand in the below. We pray you'll be his strength and his span, anoint him, O living God, to be a blessing unto your people, Father. Lord, we also remember the evangelist in Gogolada this morning. May you be with him. May you strengthen him. May you inspire him. May you anoint him, O Father. May be a channel of blessing to the people. Lord, both himself and the pastor, when they will be coming at different times, may you bring them back safely. We remember Brother Wimio has gone to Bakatari also. We ask that you will be with him. May you make use of him to be a blessing to the people. We ask, O God, that, Lord, your strength will be upon him, O Father, at the end of the day, Lord, we will come back with abundance of testimonies. Thank you, eternal Father. Lord, we just want to commit your people into your hand, O God, that have come from far and near, both visitors and normal, Lord, church members. We pray that the riches of your blessing will be our portion. We pray that you, Lord, let each one, O God, find something to testify of. That, Lord, for coming to your house today, this is the blessing I got today. Let it be the sick and the afflicted. Those who are not here on account of ill health, may the Holy Spirit go to their places, O Father. Touch them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. May you uproot sicknesses and affliction out of the body of your people. May they be well, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Eternal Father. Baptize souls with your spirit today. May you refill with your spirit. Take the saints to higher heights, Lord. Deliver the oppressed, Father. If there be any sinner, may they receive your salvation, O God. Thank you, eternal Father. Lord, your children that just marked their birthday this past week, O God, or week before, we bring them before the throne of mercy. We ask that the pillar of fire that have brought them to know the truth, O God, Lord, may you perfect all that concerning them, grant the desires of their heart, meet their needs, O Father. The rest of their life may be more glorious than the past, O Father. Thank you, eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name for hearing and granting unto us this petition, because you have asked them all with faith and thanksgiving in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. The Lord bless you. Go, please be seated. Welcome ourselves to church in the name of Jesus Christ. He passes by.
Reach out and touch the Lord as he passes. Oh, you will find it's not too busy to hear your ask cry. He's passing by this moment for your needs to supply. so reach out and touch the Lord as He goes. I reach out and touch the Lord. I reach out and touch the Lord as He passed. I have found it's not too busy. Yes, I have found it's not too busy. It is my eyes cry. Yes, it's passing by this moment. All my needs is all. Oh, so I reach out.
When he reached down his hand for me, I was lost and undone, without God at his side. Hallelujah. Praise God. Yes, sir. He reached down his hand for me.
On his hand for me.
This morning, I don't know what is your expectation, but you can just open your mouth briefly and tell the Lord, Lord, I am here. May your grace locate me, Lord. As your word will be going forth, Lord, may your anointing locate me, Lord. May the pillar of fire locate me, Lord. This is my situation, Lord. This is the condition in which I came, Lord. Let your power locate me, oh Father, in my situation. I don't want to go back the same I came, Lord. May you favor me this morning.
My soul, sweep over my soul, sweet spirit, sweep over my soul. My rest is complete as I see.
Heavenly Father, heaven and earth shall pass away, but your word shall never pass away. Father, Lord, before I left my country, you told me things concerning this particular church. You told me nothing special concerning the others, but you told me things concerning them, Lord. And they have just prayed. They are all under expectation, Lord. So I am praying loud, yielding myself to you, Father. May you come down, Lord, and vindicate what you told me, and vindicate your word, O Lord, and give them according to their expectations, Father. Lord, I cannot help them, Lord, but you can do, Father. So we commit this gathering to your hand, Father. Come down, O Lord, and manifest, Lord, yourself in our midst. Father, we bind in this place every powers of darkness. We take absolute control over all of them in the name of Jesus. Let the pillar of fire move in this place. Let the sick be healed, Lord. Let the sinner be delivered, Father. Fill them with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, Father. Grant them their heart desire, Lord. Oh, Father, anoint your word for us. Speak to our hearts, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Amen. If you feel like clapping for the Lord, you can clap. A proper clapping. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Very good. Now let's open our Bibles to Leviticus 25. Leviticus chapter 25, verses 8, 9, and 10. Leviticus 25, verse 8 to 10. The Bible said, "And thou shalt number 7 Sabbaths and of years unto thee, 7 times 7 years. And the space of the 7 Sabbaths of years shall be unto thee 49 years. Then shalt thou cause the trumpet of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month. In the day of atonement shall ye make the trumpet sound throughout all your land. And ye shall hallow the 50th year and proclaim liberty throughout all the land unto all the inhabitants thereof. It shall be a jubilee unto you, and ye shall return every man unto his possession, and ye shall return every man unto his family." You can please be seated.
As we add Exodus 21 from verse 1 to 6. Exodus 21 from verse 1 to 6. Now, these are the judgments which thou shalt set before them. If thou buy an Hebrew servant, 6 years he shall serve, and in the seventh he shall go out free for nothing. If he came in by himself, he shall go out by himself. If he were married, then his wife shall go out with him. If his master have given him a wife, and she have borne him sons and daughters, the wife and her children shall be her masters, and he shall go out by himself. And if the servant shall plainly say, I love my master, my wife and my children, I will not go out free, then his master shall bring him unto the judges. He shall also bring him to the door, or unto the doorposts, and his master shall bore his ear through with an awl, and he shall serve him forever.
Amen.
May the Lord add his blessings to the reading of his word. May God bless you.
Do we want the blessings from God? Do you want to be blessed? So may God bless you. The first time I said God bless you, and just few answered, and the answer was poor, it's not strong. The amen was not strong. We all want God to bless us. So if we say God bless you, you should respond with heavy amen. God bless you. Correct. Amen. I greet all of you once more in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I salute ministers once more. He said a whole lot about me. So we'll just go straight to the word. Amen. Hope we are here for that. And it doesn't depend on the man on the pulpit, but it depends on your expectations, and it all depends on the Lord. And what you want is what you will have. God will not give you what you don't want. And if you are expecting to see mistakes and faults, the devil will give you a heavy, a very big bag full of mistakes, and you go home with it. Amen. But if your expectation is to be blessed, you will be blessed. Amen. I am sure that God has prepared something special for you people here. I don't know yet how it will be, because he didn't tell me how it will be. But before I left Togo, he told me about you people. Amen. And he told me in which manner I should speak to you. Amen. He didn't give me any exact sermon to preach, but he told me the manner in which I should speak. So you bear with me. I don't hate you. I love you. And this is my first time meeting you. So there are some of the things that are going to be said that maybe you might not like, but it is for your good. Amen. I would like to speak concerning the trumpet of Jubilee. The trumpet of Jubilee. That's the title of the sermon. Amen. You know, the God we are serving sometimes permits Satan to think that he's got the the upper hand upon above us. Amen. God permits him to do such sometimes. And God will permit him to see just a part of his secret. God will permit him to know just a few concerning him, God. And God will hide the very important part of it. God will hide some details to the devil. Amen. And the victory of the people of God is hidden in those details. Hallelujah. So this is how God, when he was revealing the seven seals, amen, to his prophets, and the prophet was preaching it, the devil took his pen and he was writing down. When he was revealing the first seal, the devil was writing down. Amen. When he was revealing the second seal, he was taking notes. When he was revealing the third one, he was taking notes. The fourth one, he could write. The fifth one, he was writing. The fifth one, he was writing. And when he reached the seventh one, the pen fall from his hand. He can no more write. He can't take notes. Because this time around, the thing is not that clear to the outside world. Because it's not for the public. Hallelujah. That is why we have many troubles today among the believers. Amen. Because sometimes you say it's not revealed. Another time you say it is revealed. I didn't see it well. Hallelujah. The devil could not write it. God is confusing him. And our victory is hidden in that seventh seal. Hallelujah. The victory of the bride. The manifestation of the bride. The revival of the bride is hidden in that seventh seal. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. When God had his Eden and the devil came and introduced sin in the Eden of God, and that Eden of God became Satan's Eden, Satan thought that is the end of it. That is the final he could do. He has finished with the purpose of God. But he didn't know that in the back part of God's mind, there is another detail of the revelation coming forth. Praise God. He didn't know that there was a lamb that was slain before the foundation of the world. Praise the living God. That is why when Jesus came, he made that big mistake to enter in Judas to go and betray him, for them to kill him. If he knew, he wouldn't have killed Jesus. Hallelujah. Because that is where our victory lies. Oh, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So, where we read now in the Bible, God is saying that maybe it may happen because of your stubbornness, Israel, that you might be sold out to be a slave. Meanwhile, me, God, the God of your forefather, Abraham, the God of Isaac and Israel, Jacob, I never planned for you to be a slave. But if peradventure you become a slave, you never be a slave forever. And that is why a child of God today, we being the spiritual Israel, we can never be slaves forever for the devil. Hallelujah. But you know something? As I was saying earlier on, that God will not give you what you don't want. Praise God. That is why God has given us free moral agency to choose whether we are going to be free or not. To choose whether we will choose life or we choose death. Praise God. Because he said, I have set before you life and death, but I advise you to choose life so that you may live. Praise God. So you may be in bondage, in slavery, and tax masters will be ruling over you. Why? You are my son, Israel, circumcised, having that token of the covenant I have with Abraham. And I have saved to you, Israel, that no uncircumcised man will stand before you. Praise God. But if it happens this way, you may serve for 49 years. Seven Sabbaths. Seven times. Praise God. And Sabbath is seven, right? And seven times seven is 49. Praise God. And the 50th year, in that year, something special will happen. That even your master recognized. You know, the devil, even the devil works with laws. There are laws in the spiritual realm with which the devil works. And he is not permitted to disobey those laws. So your master will know this, my law, that you will serve him for only 49 years. The 50th year, you shall be free. Praise God. And how will you know that this is the time for me to be free? You know, sometimes when you are suffering, you will not even know that today is Sunday and today is Saturday. Because every time is pain. So for you to know that the time has come for you, for your freedom, there will be a trumpet. Hallelujah. The high priest will climb his horse, riding throughout the town, riding into villages, through countries, sounding the trumpet for you to know that this is the time for your freedom. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. But if a slave said, well, I love my master, I love my denomination, I love my sin, praise God, I love the tradition of my fathers, I will not be free. I don't want to become a son of God. I want to remain a son of the devil, serving him, being a slave, then a token must be applied to him. The token of unbelief must be applied to him, praise the living God. And he will never have that favor again. He will never have that grace to hear the voice of God again. A token must be applied. Praise God. And for the visitors, please, I didn't prepare this sermon especially for you. No, sir. Praise God. I preached this sermon during Easter in Togo. So I just translated the sermon in English for you. Praise God. Amen. But I have to preach the word. So don't feel as if I'm talking to you. But if you hear your name, then respond to the call of the Lord. Hallelujah. So the token is that something must be put on your ear. A hole must be made on your ear. And if you don't know, that is where wearing your earrings began. It started from there. Amen. It's in your Bible. That is why, when the children of Israel were in Egypt, even Pharaoh, he knew that law. That is why he put earrings on their ears. And your Bible said even men wear it. It's in your Bible. Go and read. Genesis 32. Exodus 32. Go and read. Genesis 35. Go and read. Men and women. Because it is a token to prove that this man is a slave forever. He will never be free. Praise God. But for them who has heard the voice of God, praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Faith comes by hearing. Hallelujah. Amen. Maybe when he came, he was a young boy. And he grew in the house of his master. And the master gave him a wife. So because of my wife and my children, I cannot leave them. So I want to be a slave forever. That is your choice. Amen. Maybe because in that denomination, I'm a deacon. And I don't want to lose that honor. So, well, I hear what you said, but if you really heard what the word is saying, there will not be but to it. Hallelujah. You listened, but didn't hear it. Because there is a difference between listening and hearing. If you hear, it means you have understood. You have got the revelation. And you cannot cut the revelation and stay calm. You cannot help revelation. Revelation is a stimulation. Praise the living God. It will move you. Hallelujah. But I love my position. I love the bishop that I am. I don't want to lose that title. So I will stay in my denomination. So a token must be applied. You should receive the mark of the beast. Hallelujah. Because if you refuse to receive the mark of God, which is the Holy Ghost, which is the anointed word for your day, which is the bleeding word for your day, then you receive automatically the mark of the beast. Hallelujah. So the high priest should be sounding the trumpet. You can be free. Even if you are holding cutlass in the farm of your master, when you hear the sound of the trumpet, you leave the cutlass. You have that right to leave the cutlass and say, "Master, hello, I'm gone. This is Jubilee. Hallelujah. I am gone. I'm free forever." Praise God. I made that mistake before. That is why I have been sold out to you. But from today, something has come that is bigger. Praise God. That is higher. That is deeper than my mistake. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the living God. Amen. Praise God. The trumpet of Jubilee. If he doesn't want to go, then leave him. But apply the token on him. Amen. Now, what is Jubilee? What does Jubilee mean? Praise God. The prophet said in the 70th week of Daniel, preached on the 6th August 1961, the 70th week of Daniel, paragraph 197. The prophet said, now, paragraph 197, the 70th week of Daniel. Now, mark down in your book a little scripture here I want to give you. Leviticus 25. Beginning with the 8th verse. God called a jubilee every 49th year. The 50th year was the jubilee. We know that. We understand that. From the first jubilee of Leviticus 25 verse 8, in 1977 will be the 70th jubilee, making exactly 3,430 years. Jubilee means the going up. The release. Praise God. The going up. Hallelujah. Now, this Old Testament is a shadow. Amen. And the new is the reality. Praise the living God. And we are the bride. We are the Israel of the New Testament. And what he did for Israel, he will do for us. Praise the living God. So where we see in the book of Revelation, when God was revealing the seven church ages, he revealed the first church age, the second church age, and what concerns them, the third one, the fourth one, the fifth one, the sixth one, and then the seventh one. And after that revelation, what did he say to John? Come up. Hallelujah. There shall be a jubilee. Praise God. After those 7 years, those seven ages, there had to be a jubilee. Come up. Praise the living God. Going up. Let's go up. Come here. Praise God. Come up here. Hallelujah. So after these 7 church ages, there shall be another come up. There shall be another going up. Hallelujah. Because that day, the trumpet of the Lord shall sound. Praise the living God. And the dead in Christ shall rise. Amen. Rise for what? For going up. Oh, hallelujah. Rise for what? Let's go up. Praise the living God. And we that are remaining, that are alive, we shall be changed in a twinkle of an eye. Praise the living God. And we shall be caught up. Praise God. That is the greatest jubilee before. Amen and amen. Oh, hallelujah. One day, when our Lord came on the earth,
After his ministry, he died. They killed him.
Praise God.
And he yielded his spirit to the Father. And his soul went in hell. And at that time, since the blood was not yet shed, Abraham, though he was a prophet of God, though he is the father of the faithful, though God said, your seed shall conquer the gates of his enemies, praise the living God. Because of the sin of Adam, he couldn't conquer the gates of hell. He couldn't conquer the gates of death. And he couldn't conquer the gates of grave. Praise the living God. He needed someone to conquer it for him. He needed the seed of the woman. Praise the living God. Have you ever seen a woman with a seed before? This one is a special one. For the Holy Ghost shall overshadow you. Praise the living God. The blood cell of God himself, the DNA of Jehovah himself, praise the living God, shall come on the earth. And in his blood, there shall be no sin. The sin of Adam will have no portion in the blood of that son, that seed of the woman. Praise God. And when he died, he went in hell. Hallelujah. And he went there with the trumpet, being the high priest. Praise the living God. He will blow the trumpet now. Say, Abraham, Job, all of you, come up. Let us go. Praise the living God. This is the jubilee. Amen. Praise God. The devil wanted to resist and he gave him a big slap on the face. That's what your prophet said. Hallelujah. He gave him a big slap on the face. This is jubilee. You cannot hold them. Praise God. You held them before. They were under your control before. They were in your bondage before. But today, a new day has come. I have come with a good news for them. I have paid the price for you. Let us go up. Hallelujah. This is the trumpet of jubilee. Let us go up. And the scripture was about to be fulfilled. Eternal gates lift up. Oh, praise the living God. Be lifted up. Eternal gates. Yeah, gates be lifted up. Praise the living God. For the Lord, the King, hallelujah, is about to enter because he has conquered. You have to conquer before you go there. Praise God. Before you enter in that gate, you have to conquer. It's not for the conquered, but it's for the conquerors. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. When he resurrected, he spent 40 days. Look at this. 40 is not jubilee. It is 50 that is the jubilee, right? Praise the living God. So we have to wait 10 more days. Oh, my disciples, message believers. Oh, you feel that you are called for the ministry. Don't preach. Wait. Hallelujah. Wait till you receive power. Wait till you enter in the jubilee of the Lord before you can preach this message. Otherwise, you preach two souls. You preach returning ministry. You say it's not revealed because you don't understand. Praise God. Wait till you receive the power. Wait till the Holy Ghost comes. When it comes, it shall lead you into all truth. Wait. Start going up. Go to the upper room. Because there will be another going up. There will be another jubilee. So go and wait. For you to be a witness. For you to be the living message. In a living body. Walking on the roads, the streets of Ibadan. Hallelujah. Living in Nigeria here. Oh, hallelujah. You have to receive that power. You have to receive that power. You have to wait till you receive it. You don't want to wait. You pray for 5 minutes. When you are even asleep, you don't even know what you are saying, and then hope you jump to the bed. Till next morning, you will not have that power. They had to wait for 10 days. And on the 10th day,
which 10 plus 40 is 50, Jubilee has come. Something came up like a rushing mighty wind from heaven. You cannot control it. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. The Pharisees cannot control it. Hallelujah. The scribes, they cannot control it. The religious spirit cannot control that one. It's so mighty, it's so powerful, because it is power that has come. It's no more matter of religion. And before that time, Peter was a coward. Even a woman said, "I saw you with him." He said, "No, no, 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 no. You don't want people to know that you believe a message. You are even afraid to identify yourself with the prophet." But you can have the picture of the president in your office. His name is Tinubu Abi. You can have Tinubu picture in your office. But you don't want people to know that you are in any way connected to that William Branham matter. You are afraid like Peter. But when that power came, oh hallelujah, Peter could stand before people who can kill him and say, "You yourself judge. Judge by yourself. Between you and God, to whom shall we obey?" That is what that power does. And if you don't have that power, the devil will disgrace you. Young man, if you don't have that power, hey, catastrophe. The Germans say kaput, total kaput. We get to that one. Amen. Praise God. And fire came. Hallelujah. The Lord has descended. And God came down, divided himself in order to multiply. Multiplication through division. God divided himself into little fires, tongues of fire, and entered into them. And the prophet said, there is no little portion of God, no little weaker parts of God. Ah, so that little fire, as little it is the power that created heaven and earth. It is God in you. So he wants to have many witnesses. That is why he divided himself, so that he can multiply. They entered in their jubilee. Oh, praise the living God. And people could not understand them. There was an attraction that day. Oh, what is the attraction on the mountain? What was the attraction on the upper room? Hallelujah. God was fulfilling scripture. Jubilee was happening. Praise God. That is why there was a noise there. And wherever life is, there shall be noise. Both heaven and hell, there are noises. The only place I know there is no noise is cemetery. Okay, mortuary. There is no noise. The church of God is a maternity room. And when babies are born, they cry. When a baby is born and he's not crying, it means that baby is dead. It's a dead born baby. Hallelujah. And the midwife should give him a big slap to revive him. Hallelujah. It is today that in our message churches we have dry eyes repentances. May God have mercy on us. Dry eyes repentance. He is repented. Dry eyes. Everything is clean. Something is wrong somewhere. If that thing happens to you, praise God, you will weep. Heavily, not crocodile eye, crocodile tears, real ones. Praise God. After Pentecost, church ages started. Church. But God is not really interested in church matters. You are a church member, And you think that is the only thing, the ultimate. No. God is looking for a bride. A bride that will bear my own name. A bride that will exercise my ministry. A bride that will fulfill the ministry of Jesus Christ on the earth. Because if we are the bride of Christ, we have to have the same ministry he had. The same ministry. The same power. The same authority. The same manifestations. To be his bride. Otherwise, we are a false one. A false bride. A false vine. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. He was looking for a bride.
So, we have another 7 years walk. He was waiting. Praise the living God. If you buy a slave, he will serve for 7 years. Just 6 years. The seventh one, they shall be called for freedom.
Hallelujah. The first such age passed. The second one passed. Praise the living God. So when he went into Ephesus, they rejected him. So he found a minority of people. Listen, God is not in the majority. God is in his word. And if you want to find God, you have to find his word. You can find a church, a beautiful one, big one, without the word of God. And if there is no the word of God there, then it means God is not there. God is not there. And this Bible is the word of God. Amen. Every part of it. Hallelujah. Not just a part of it, but the whole word of God. And if in that Bible it is written, behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet, you have to say amen to that. You have to believe that. You have to identify with it too. For us to call it the church of God. Otherwise, it's not the church of God. It's a big saying. It's very hard. But it's the truth. Because it is in this Bible. Hallelujah. If this Bible said, repent and be ye baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, you have to say amen to that one. So you have to find the word of God. Hallelujah. So in every age, he found a minority. Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamos, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea. Praise God. And in this Laodicea, God has promised something. Praise God. Mm-hmm. Revelation 10, verse 7. Hallelujah. Revelation 10, verse 7. Said, in the 10th month. Hallelujah. The 7th day. Praise the living God. Ye shall sound the trumpet. Revelation 10, verse 7. But in the days of the voice of the 7th angel, when he shall sound the trumpet, the mystery of God shall be finished. Now, let's read again Leviticus, where we read now. Praise the living God. Amen. He said, then, verse 9, shall thou cause the trumpets of the Jubilee to sound on the 10th day of the 7th month. Praise the living God. Revelation 10 said, I saw another mighty angel coming down from heaven with an open book. Praise the living God. In that book, what was there in that book? In that book, there was a name. There was a name in that book. It was the name of his bride. Hallelujah. And when he came down, the Bible said he shouted with a loud voice, and the 7 thunder uttered their voices. That is where I heard my name. Have you heard your name? Praise the living God. And it was calling us for a jubilee. It was calling us to go up. To live the lives, the traditions of the earth. Bottomless pit of hell. Things that are coming from there. He is calling us to live there. You know, denomination is a mortuary. And from mortuary, you go to cemetery. When they bury you, you go to hell. So, this seven thunders message, our Lord himself, our bridegroom himself, since he waited for so long, when he saw us, he shouted, "Oh, finally, this is flesh of my flesh. This is word from my word. This is spirit from my spirit. Oh, hallelujah. Lord, I will call you bride now. I will no more call you church. I will call you bride." Hallelujah. He is calling us from this Laodicea, this mortuary of Laodicea, for the bride age to go up. Hallelujah. The problem today is that hell is influencing many of ours. Many of people in our churches, hell is influencing them. They have not yet entered in their jubilee. Especially the young. The youth. Young men. Young girls. Hey! Hell is influencing them. Praise God. And if you are to connect to hell, go on Facebook. You will connect easily to hell. If you want to connect to hell, go on WhatsApp. You connect easily to hell. And you receive influence from there. You receive anointing from there. Praise God. That is why you see young men. Today, he will promise this sister, "I will marry you." Tomorrow, say, "I will not marry you again." He will promise to this sister, "I will marry you." Tomorrow, "I will not marry you again." He will promise to this sister, "I will marry you." Tomorrow, "I will not marry you again." Because he is influenced from bottom. Not from up. Something is wrong with you. The altar is your place this morning. And the devil will anoint you with the fake love. And the sister also, naive as you are. How can somebody say he will marry you? Your father don't know. Pastor doesn't know, and you are doing it. That secret thing is the devil. Marriage is not a hidden thing. And if you bind yourself with a vow, and your father discovers it, the Bible gives him the right to cancel it. It's in your Bible. Before you promise to marry the daughter of a man, you have to ask for his permission. And we have brothers with five vows. Which one of them will you marry? This place is your place this morning. The problem we have today, I especially, I don't like it. Other preachers may like it, but I don't like after my preaching, people will be clapping for me. Am I a politician? Is it a campaign? After the preaching, the prophet said that the sinner should go on his knees, crying, weeping his way to Calvary. Why is it that today they will clap for you, they will laugh, and then go home the way they came? Something is wrong somewhere. That is not the kind of jubilee God has called us for. If you find yourself in the word, and the word said, that bondage, that slavery, that is not what I called you for. I have called you for freedom. I have called you to be my witness. I have called you to manifest my word. Hallelujah. I have called you to be the living word on the earth. And when you hear that, what are you supposed to do? Lord, have mercy on me. When Peter saw that he was sinking, Lord, have mercy on me. Save me, Lord. But you will see them doing as if they are even not concerned about what is said. They will just be looking at you like this. Dry eyes, dry face, and go home as if nothing happened. Are we weak on the pulpit? Is it because the preachers are weak? Huh? Every country has got its spirit. You know, there is something I've noticed in Nigeria. They like bleaching. Changing the color of their skin. They like it so much. Nigerians are specialists in that. An only snake doesn't like his skin. So he will leave it here and go. Some other day you see him, leave it here and go. And only people that are possessed with that spirit from marine kingdom. Marine, under, bottom. Well, God has called you to live up in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And it is a shame to find a person in the living church of God with that spirit. It means that the person didn't repent at all. Nigeria is a very religious country. You see mommy, they call it mommy Gio, Abby. You see mommy Gio, paint. Like traffic lights on the road. That is mommy Gio. She will speak in tongues. But as for we in the message, if the life of the person is contrary to the word of God, that is not a mommy Gio, that is Jezebel. It's in your Bible. And those spirits are anointing the young ones. Many have received those influences from the marine kingdom. And when you see them, there is an atmosphere around them. An atmosphere of lust around them. There is a sister. Many of them. May God help us. This is your place this morning. When Israel was in bondage, they were crying to be free. That is why God sent freedom to them. But if you are not crying, you like it that way. That's a new style. Eh? You have to shine. Eh? Faith is in the heart. That is a dead faith. That is not the faith of this hour. The faith of this hour is a living one. It's the apostolic faith. And we are called to contend for that faith. And we shouldn't defile that faith. And that faith should be living in us. Amen. Hope you will like me. After this. You will like me, Abby? Amen. Listen to this. The sister you see, and you are trembling for her. Trembling too much for her. Don't marry her. She's a Jezebel. This one is hard. It's hard, Abby. Just try. Marry her. And I will come here maybe 2 years after. You will shake me and say you are right. Those are the kind of women who say, I'm waiting for you. You will come here back in this house. And we shall see. Talking about the husband like that. But in this Bible, it said that Sarah called Abraham what? My. Can you say that about your Lord? Can the church say that about Jesus? I'm waiting for you in this house. Or she can even close the door of the room in the house and put the key here. You are not going out today. Till you must beat me today. Oh. If you don't beat me today, you will not go out. That is Jezebel. Because Jezebel, the body died, but the spirit didn't die. So that spirit is traveling. And has entered our churches today. And the
they are those kind of sisters that deacons, they fear them. So they will see them with a certain hairstyle, certain dressing, they cannot say it. If you say it, hey, she will blast you. She will insult you. She will disrespect you. So if you know what is good for you, don't even approach her. Go your way. Let me resign. If I am a deacon and that situation will be like that, I will resign. It's better. This is the day for the manifestation of sons and daughters of God. And we cannot manifest in that condition. Otherwise, it will be a strange spirit acting on us. The spirit and the word must agree. So if you see a spirit manifesting somewhere and it's not agreeing with the word, then it's not the spirit of God. God will never disagree with his word. You see a sister, as innocent as she seems to be, but two boyfriends. That one is list. They even have more. They are real things I'm saying. I'm not just talking. I've seen them in church. After preaching, I preached that day. And the anointing fell on the people. And one sister stood up, started to prophesy. And she brought them out to the altar, said, you have two boyfriends. This is the name of the first one. This is the name of the second one. Is it right? And the inspiration came in me. I said, there are people here that are committing abortion. And she confessed. Now, be sure of this. Let me say this. It's a hard saying, but it's the truth though. Do you know, no man is obligated to marry a girl that is not a virgin. No man is obligated. Nothing oblige him. Nothing oblige him. And you will see them. They are born in the message. Their parents were message believers when they were born. But today, if you check, the number of men that know them, you cannot count. You are possessed. Fornication is a demon. We have casted that demon away from many people. I'm talking about things I have experienced myself. I'm not telling stories. I'm not a theologian. Praise God. If God will open your eyes and you see that spirit that is walking with you, that demon, it's a very dirty demon. Hey, may God help us. May God help us. Some of them, naturally, they are still virgins, but their spirit is corrupted. It's corrupted because of the kind of discussions they hold on their phones. If we will check people's phone, the youth, if we will check phones here now, hey, we will see what I have never seen before. We will see things. The kind of pictures that you are sending to him, if we will see now, and you come to church the same as you are, you live the same as you are, God has not called us to be slaves for the devil. God has called us to be sons and daughters of God. Pure, holy. God have mercy on us. And those sisters, they will not accept to marry a brother who doesn't have a car.
Because she is not repentant, she is not changed. She is just a carnal believer, carnal. She is just after carnal things. Go to the brother who had car. And you will see, if he doesn't have the Holy Ghost, he will be beating you every day because you don't have character. Because he himself is not repented.
I'm telling you what God has led me to say.
I could preach to you all kinds of revelation in this message, but it will not help you in that state, in that condition.
If you want to get married, this is the way. It should come and meet you in your home, your house, your father's house. You shouldn't be hiding.
If he doesn't have courage to come to your father, greet him.
Good morning. God bless you, sir. I would like to see your daughter. This daughter of yours. I would like to see her.
If she doesn't have that courage, don't marry him. He doesn't deserve you. Huh? It is what your prophet said. Oh, he must come home, not on WhatsApp. We don't marry on WhatsApp.
The prophet said this. If you hug a woman like this, you will leave a pattern. She will leave a pattern on your body that no other woman can fit to it. But if we check now, the number of girls that brother so-so and so hug in school, in his workplace, the number of boys the sister, hey!
We will not know which one of them will marry him or marry her again. Because she left pattern on this one, pattern on this one, pattern on this one.
May God help us. May today be the day of your deliverance.
This is the favor of God for you. Because after this message, if you continue, judgment is on the way.
Judgment is on the way.
Because after the warning, judgment must come. God punishes. God flogs. He can flog you. He will punish you. You don't know what it is. What is called the punishment of God? You don't know. Hallelujah. See the kind of spirit that worked on your parents, that worked on your mother, your father, and see the way you are living now. And check if you are different from them. If you are not, then your place is here, to this altar, till you have your jubilee.
I know when I said jubilee, you were waiting maybe for something that I will say. You will be jumping, you will be shouting.
I can say it if you want. But that will not help you. Praise God. Every family has got a spirit. Every nation has got a spirit. Every church has got a spirit. But we are called to have the spirit of God.
Let me say this. You might not agree. You are not obliged to agree. Okay, but I will say it. Because the Spirit led me to say it. Listen. The prophet said, if you don't have your heir, for sisters, if you don't have it, then you can take the artificial one and put. But make sure it fits the natural one. But this coat, do you know that thing is a permissive will? Do you have eyes to read? Do you know that that thing is a permissive will? You know?
Now, what is the perfect will of God concerning women? It is written, the heir is given to her for covering. That is your Bible.
Not the wig. Not that in mesh. We call it in frame mesh. I don't know how you people call it. Those things, it is not written, it is given to them for covering. But the hair is given to her for covering. So the perfect will of God is your natural hair. Listen, we are not white people. So long hair in our context, in the context of we blacks, we Africans, it's not that hair that you live here to here. That is not long hair. The white people, that is how God created them. But we the black, God created us with short hair. So as long as you have enough hair to cover your head, it is the head that you are covering. You are not covering your back, your buttocks. You are not covering those things. You are covering your head. So as long as it can cover your head, leave it like that. Because listen to this, Mami Wata spirit is so interested in those kind of fashion of hair that you people are doing. Make it this way, make it that way. See, you have sisters with they have hair like this. Where are you coming from with those things? From which place are you anointed? Which kind of Holy Ghost is in you and is not condemning you? You are hiding after that coat. That coat will not protect you as long as you don't have problem with your natural hair. People have wrong spirit. And some have even contacted those spirits in church. Because the person they respect is doing it. So if she's doing it, then I can also do it now. And anointing came upon him. And she'll never be the same again. May God help us. Many will be surprised when rapture will happen. Many will be surprised. But for you not to be surprised, that is why he sent this young boy here. To tell you this. And remember, this is recorded somewhere. And a day is coming that the record will be played for you. The tape will be played for you. And that day, don't be easy. God help us. Hallelujah. That is the trumpet of Jubilee. That is why some slaves say, well, I will just stay like that. Because it's not easy to start something fresh again. I better continue with this one. I don't want to be free. You can also say this morning, I don't want to be free. And God will mark it down. Because God is seeing your heart. He is discerning your heart. And what is there in your heart, he knows. And he will give you according to how your heart is this morning. If you are criticizing me, if you are judging me, seated on your bench, judging me in your heart, God is seeing it. The thoughts that you have, they are shouting louder than what you are saying
with your mouth.
The daughter of somebody that is born, the girl never knew what we call that thing that we do when we hide, but you forced her. Should you have your way with her? And now, you don't even want to greet her. She has become your enemy. Like that son of David did. There is a demon anointing upon you. The same anointing that came in the Garden of Eden is upon you. Your place is here. Eve knew nothing about that thing.
It was the serpent that shield her. That is why he may be a brother, but if you perceive something suspicious around him, don't allow him to approach your daughter. Because the prophet said, if she loses that virtue, God will forgive her. But justification, no. It is there in the message. She won't be justified. Huh? And some of them will not even confess it. They will go to marry like that. And curses will follow them. And when they enter there, hey, today trouble. Tomorrow, you call it wahala. Tomorrow, wahala. This day, wahala. This day, wahala. Because something is not set right. So we need to set things right in this church this morning before we can have that revival, that jubilee, that manifestation, that this and that. We have to set things right.
This day, this morning, your song should be, I've wandered far away from God. Now I'm coming home.
You have to, that should be your prayer this morning. Huh? I don't know how you managed to have that boy. The boy is not even a believer. To have him as your bestie. You call him bestie? Huh? Bestie? Oh, he's my bestie. There is nothing going on between both of us. He is my bestie. She is my bestie. The person is not a believer. It means he doesn't have the Holy Ghost. It means he has a demon. Because there is no vacuum. It's hard for you. There is no vacuum, my friend. There is no vacuum. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you have something. Ah. The family of the mother of that boy, they have had spirits in the family. Generational demons. So his father also, generational demons. And he's there, he doesn't have the Holy Ghost. And you think he's free. And the day the devil will want to destroy your life, the first person to use is that bestie. Just stay there and do it bestie, till she will bestie you. The deep, call unto the deep. So it depends on what is in you. The thing will be drawing you to some kind of people. So if I can see your companies, I can tell you what kind of spirit is in you. So look around you, young man. I'm talking especially to young men. That is what he told me. But maybe the old mamas also will see theirs inside. I don't know. Because some of them, they are the one giving bad influence to the young ones. Because if you are not changed, you the parent, you cannot change your children. So look around you and see the people you hang out with. That is how you know that the kind of spirit that is leading you. Huh? Let us be honest with ourselves. Huh? If you can lie to me if you want to. There's no problem. I'll go to Togo. I'll go back. You can lie to me. But don't lie to yourself that you are a believer. You know there is something wrong with you. You know it. You don't know. Huh? You know. So, set it right. Yeah. You have to set it right. We have too much Holy Ghost baptism without sensation. We have it too much.
We don't need to cry. We don't need you to roll. Yes, I believe. Amen. The prophet said it. Amen. Thank you.
But what are the fruits? What are the lives that you are producing?
Because of the things you will be saying to each other on phone, throughout the day, because of the movies, the pictures you are looking at, the pictures you have in your room, that is why you are having those kind of dreams. In where you have a man coming to have affair with you in your dream. Because of those same things, you, the sister, you are having those kind of dreams every night. Just start canceling some of the things. If you cannot use Facebook, my friend, delete it. If you cannot use it, delete it. The Bible never said, if you don't have Facebook, you don't go to heaven. The Bible never said that. So if Facebook is your problem, cancel it in your phone. Those pictures you have, delete them. Because they carry anointing. Those music you listen to, they carry anointing. How can a believer be listening to Davido music? I know Davido. I know him. How can you be listening to Davido music? How? For what? Where is he drawing his anointing from? The inspiration from where does it come from? From hell. And music is the best thing to communicate anointing than anything. That is why in church, if they are not born again, let us clap. The musician, I mean. The musical part in church is a very big, wide gate for demons to enter a church.
If they don't have the Holy Ghost, you are finished.
Anytime they go on the keyboard, they are playing, the anointing of that man will come down. And people will be receiving dirty demons. I know people are not comfortable now. But normally, I should say, demons are not comfortable now. The devil is not comfortable at all. But the believer, they are comfortable. So if you are not comfortable, then you are suspicious. Something is wrong. She can sing with a honey voice. Very sweet voice. Like an angel. Which kind of angel? We have fallen angels too. Which kind of angel voice is that? How can the sister be having boyfriend? Fornicator, and she's singing in church for us. We are dead now. We are finished. What kind of anointing she will bring? Mami Wata anointing. Nobody is permitted to do even a single thing in the church of God without having the Holy Ghost. Nobody. You are not permitted to preach if you don't have the Holy Ghost. You are not permitted to sing in the church if you don't have the Holy Ghost. Otherwise, when the devil will need somebody to use, it will be you. The first candidate, it will be you. Because there is nothing in you to resist him. The Holy Ghost is power. Power. To resist the devil. To resist temptation. To resist against sin. Many people are down. We have to go up. Jubilee is going up. Living above sin. Above Nigerian spirit. How can you be a Nigerian and not be hot in the spirit? With all those demons. We have many demons in Nigeria than Togo because Nigeria is big. Especially among the Yorubas. Many witches and wizards. And don't want to be on fire. You are playing with the world. Like Samson was playing with Delilah. Oh, if you bind me with this thing, then I will be weak. Oh no. If you bind me with this thing, then I will be weak. Before he knows. Before he knows. It happened to him. And some of them will not even confess. They are just sitting like innocents. All is well. All is well. Pretending. In your heart, the thing is burning you in your heart. You know. The church is hospital. We come to be healed. The church is for sick people.
If you think everything is right with you, don't stop. Then stop coming to church. And then stop. And if you come here, if you are sick, say you are sick. Huh? Tell him, the great physician, this is where I'm sick. This is where I'm having trouble. My trouble is lost. I cannot hold myself. You cannot do it. But if you yield yourself to the Lord and ask for his help, he will help you. And he will bring you up. Because you are sinking. I was sinking, deep sinking, far from the peaceful shore. Oh, hallelujah. That should be your prayer. You are sinking. Ask for help. Don't pretend as if all is well with you. Some of them, they don't have the courage to go and fornicate. So they will do it personal one. Hidden in their rooms. Masturbation. It's a demon. A very dirty one. Wearing rags. Smelling bad. And if you are doing it, it means you have an injury that has rotten. Rotten injury on your body. You have to lay it on the altar for the Holy Ghost fire to burn it for you. This morning. You have to give accounts. Check everything in our life and see everything is alright. Because God is calling us for jubilee. God loves you. And I love you. If I don't say it, I will give accounts for it. I love you. I'm hungering to see a Holy Ghost filled church. When the power of God is manifested. When we won't even need to pray for a headache. The person is seated there. And before the service is over, the person is healed. But we are struggling again with headache. Headache, leave. Come on, headache. Because there are many people, they are Achans, the one who stole gold. And they are bringing failure upon the people of God. You will give account to, except you repent today. Women, girls, also they do masturbation. Boys, they do it. Some of them are dreaming how they will fornicate. They are dreaming about it. Just in their mind, they are dreaming with open eyes, dreaming. May God help you. Would you leave it? Would you call for help? The seventh angel has come, and the trumpet has blown. And that trumpet is the preaching of the gospel. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And today, the only truth we have on earth is this Malachi 4 message. The rest of them, they have taken a part of the Bible here, take a part of that Bible there, and built a church of that kind. But this message we have is the whole Bible. And we cannot hear this message, hear this trumpet, and be in bondage. It's not normal. Do you think it's normal? Where is the pianist? I'm closing. Look at the things that are happening in your life. It's like something is stronger than you, pushing you to do those things. But come under the influence of God. And the anointing of God will be pushing you to do what the word of God says to do. It's because you are so far from the Lord. That is why the things are happening in your life like that. I was thinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. My brother, my sister, I don't know you, but he knows you. Your parents don't know the kind of life that you are living. People around you, maybe they don't know you are hiding it, but the Lord knows. He sees things that are hidden. And He is merciful. He wants to deliver you this morning. Don't let this opportunity pass you. Because after this day, judgment is on the way. May God have mercy on us.
Love lifted me. Love lifted me. When nothing else could have, love lifted me. Love lifted me. The love of God, love lifted me. Hallelujah. When nothing else could have, love lifted me. Oh yes, love lifted me.
Only the love of God can help you this morning.
Love lifted me. Oh, naughtiness go and love. Oh, yeah, he lifted me, Lord. Lifted me. Oh, he lifted me, Lord. Lifted me. Oh, he lifted me.
Some in their families, one woman doesn't satisfy them. They have to hire more than three before they are satisfied. And as little, as young as he is, that spirit is tormenting him. And he's running after sisters in the church, running after girls in the school, running after girls in their area. May God have mercy on you, my brother. If you will lay us on the altar of God, the Lord will deliver you today. Some, they are girls. One man, they cannot live with. That is where Jay must have 2, 3, 4, 5 boyfriends before they will be satisfied. Something is perverting the test for God in your soul.
Coming home, coming home, never more to roam. Open wide, I am soft locked. Lord, I'm coming home. I'm wandered far away from God. Now I'm coming home. The paths of sin so long I've thrown. Oh Lord, I'm coming home. I am coming home, coming home. Oh, coming home. Never more to roam.
of love. Oh yes, Lord, I'm coming home.
Since that day, you had that affair with that guy. Your spirits have been joined together. Spiritually, both of you are joined. And that calendar must be broken. That is why you are not getting married till now. May God have mercy on you.
Coming home. There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. The sickness plunged
message, which is the bleeding word of God, to deliver you, to set you free. No matter how you have been seeking in sin, no matter how deep you have seeking sin, the Lord is here. Jesus is here now to set you free, to deliver you, to break the chains of the enemy on your life. This is the day of your freedom. This is the day for your jubilee.
He delivered the woman at the well. The Samaritan woman at the well. She was changed. She was delivered. If you can believe, if you can yield yourself, if you can be serious, if you can be honest, He will help you. And you will never be the same. You will never be the same. You will never be the same. He did it for Rahab. He is the same God. He is the same God. He is the same God. He did it for the sons of Sister Archie Wright. He can do it for you. Right away, you will receive something. You will be changed. Something will happen to you. And you will never be the same again. No matter the level of your sin, no matter how you are deep in sin, somebody is here. The Lord is here
Jesus is passing this way right now.
He wants to take it away. He wants to take it away. Be sincere now. Be sincere now. If you have never been sincere in your life before, this is the time. This is the hour. This is the time. This is the season to be sincere. He will take it away and you will never see it again in your life. You will completely be a different person. This is the hour for deliverance. Jesus paid it all. He paid it all.
Stand on witness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all. To him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed them white as snow. Say Jesus paid it. To him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed them white as snow.
The devil wants to push you to be disobeying God, to be living anyhow, and to go before God, condemning you before God, accusing you before God. But the Lord is saying, fear not, I have paid the price. I have shed my blood for you. I have come to deliver you. If you can believe, all things are possible. Deliverance is possible. Baptism of the Holy Ghost is possible. Forgiveness of sin is possible. All things are possible now.
Tell the devil, I will not serve you again. I have heard my name. I have heard the trumpet of Jubilee. I have heard the trumpet of the word. I have heard the truth of the word. The truth of the Lord has come to set me free. Thou devil, I will not serve you again. Thou spirit of Mamiwata from the Marine Kingdom, I will not serve you again. Thou spirit of snake, I will not serve you again. Jesus has set me free. Jesus has set me free. I have heard the sound of the trumpet and I am free. I declare that I am free. I believe that I am free. I accept my freedom. I accept my deliverance. I accept my freedom. I will not serve you again.
Jesus is passing this way. This way. This way. Jesus is passing this way. He's passing this way. Jesus is passing this way, this way, this way. Jesus is passing this way, he's passing.
this we write.
Some of you, the devil has buried your spiritual lives and everything is dead in your life. You cannot pray any longer. You cannot live a right life of a believer any longer. But listen now. The Lord has said, I will open your grave. It is thou sayest the Lord. I will open your grave. It is thou sayest the Lord. Son of man, prophesy. Prophesy upon these bones. We break the graves in the name of Jesus. Oh, receive your revival now in the name of Jesus. Receive your jubilee now in the name of Jesus. Receive your deliverance now in the name of Jesus. Spirit of filthiness, spirit of fornication, by the power and authority in the word of God, in the name of Jesus, I command you, leave this church in the name of Jesus. Leave the people of God. Leave them in the name of Jesus. We cut you out in the name of Jesus. Family spirits, I curse you in the name of Jesus. Spirit of adultery, I curse you in the name of Jesus. Come out of them in the name of Jesus. Send you back to hell in Jesus' name. Lord, have mercy on them, Father. May every chains of the enemy be broken in this place. In the name of Jesus. Spirit of masturbation. If you're a captive of the mighty shall be delivered, and the prey of the terrible shall be taken away. In the mighty name of Jesus. It is written that in the name of Jesus, we shall cast out demons. Right now, I command you, leave this place. Demons of witchcraft, family altars, influencing lives from today by the power of the Holy Ghost in the word of God, I scatter you into pieces in the name of Jesus. Be free in the name of Jesus. Be free in the name of Jesus. Be free in the name of Jesus. Receive ye the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. This is the time for the double portion, for the double rain, the former one, the latter one, in Jesus' mighty name. Be filled with the Holy Ghost now. You people who are ready for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you people who are hungry for the baptism of the Holy Ghost, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, receive it now. 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 In Jesus' mighty name. Down on the cross where my Savior died. Down where for cleansing from sin I cried. There to my heart was the blood that applied. Glory to His name. Let's lift up our hands. Oh, glory to His name. Glory to His name. Glory to His name. Death to my heart was the blood I to His name. No demon can resist now. No demon can resist now. There is power here. There is anointing here. The angel of God is here. No demon can resist. Don't doubt now. Don't doubt now. Only believe. All things are possible now. That stomach ulcer can be healed now. It can go now. It can go now. That sickness from long time ago, you are suffering from that sickness. It can be gone now. Only believe. If you can believe, if you can believe, if you can believe, you are healed. You are healed. You are healed in the name of Jesus. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He can never fail. The blood is being applied now. The blood is being applied now. It is being applied on your heart to cleanse your heart, to cleanse your soul, to cleanse your spirit, to cleanse your mind from every filthy thing, from every dirty thing from the world, from every dirty thing from hell. Jesus, so sweet, we abide waiting. There at the cross, waiting. Glory to His name, glory to His name, glory to His name, glory to His name, glory to His name. Bear to my heart was the blood. Glory to His. Even if you have been tied, bound on an altar in your village, I command deliverance in the mighty name of Jesus. Be loose from that altar. May that altar be scattered into pieces in Jesus' mighty name. This is a new season. This is a new season. You have no right to be in bondage, whether on an altar, whether against a tree, whether in a pot, whether in a grave, whether in a coffin. You have no right to remain in bondage in the name of Jesus. I declare deliverance. I declare deliverance. I declare freedom. I declare liberty upon you in the name of Jesus. This is the day for your visitation. This is the hour for your visitation.
Glory to His name. He brought me out from the mire. Clear. He set my feet to on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today, a song of praise.
In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the authority of the word upon my life, which has made me a minister of the gospel, every spiritual marriage with the spirit from Marie Kingdom, sleeping with you by night, in the name of Jesus, I speak divorce now.
I speak divorce now. I separate you now. I divide you now. In the name of Jesus.
That marriage will no longer stand. That marriage will no longer stand. In the mighty name of Jesus. You have been called to be married with the Holy Ghost. To be married with Jesus. You have been called to be a bride of Christ. Not the bride of demons. So in the name of Jesus, every connection with demons, in Jesus' mighty name, be set free. Be set free. Be set free. Be set free. In the name of Jesus. That oath. That oath that you have sworn. That oath that you have sworn. By the power of the Holy Ghost and with the blood of Jesus, I cancel it now.
My regret, oh, tenderly brought me out to God. Then He brought me up from the miry clay. Oh, He set my feet on the rock to stay.
I call Pastor now.
Oh, praise hallelujah. One more time. He brought me out. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today. A song of praise. Hallelujah.
As we bow our heads and every eye is closed, I believe we don't need to make any other altar call, because the other call has been made and we have been given plenty of opportunity to speak back to God, and prayers have been offered for us. We just offer this word of thanksgiving unto the Lord. Our gracious eternal Father, we thank you very much for this privilege to sit at your feet and to learn of you. That's why your prophet said that there is no better place to be on the surface of the earth than to be in your presence. And he also said that we can never be as good as a Christian, Lord, as those that come to church when we stay at home. Thank you for giving us the privilege to be in church. We thank you for your word that has gone forth unto us, the trumpet of Jubilee. We thank you, O God, for the different places that the Jubilee trumpet has been blown. And Lord Jesus, those, O God, that you give ear to hear, they have heard the trumpet and they have responded and they have taken their leave. They have taken their liberty. Lord, they have been set free. Lord, just like the story that went forth, Lord, by the one, the person that is to be killed, that was pardoned, and because he did not accept it, and he was killed thereafter. And the judgment goes though that a pardon is not a pardon until it is accepted as a pardon. Thank you for as many as have accepted this as their pardon, as their jubilee, as their deliverance. We are grateful unto you. Dear Father, according to your word, whatsoever you do, it shall be forever. You say nothing can be added to it, nor anything taken from it. You say, but you do it that men may glorify before you. Righteous eternal Father, the blessings you have blessed your children with, We know it is permanent. That faith that have here on the church, that faith that holds the key, Lord, may it be in the heart of your children. May they never give in to the enemy again. May they remain delivered. May they remain set free. May they hold their liberty. May they stay a free people unto you, Lord. All the days of their life, may they never be entangled again to any bondage of the enemy. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Father, all that they have asked you and the prayer your servant has prayed may come to pass in the life of everybody. Lord, turn every request to testimony to the glory and the honor of your name. Let it be, Heavenly Father. We are grateful unto you. The ones that came to the altar, Lord, we know you have seen them. You have taken down their requests and you have heard them. And Lord, you have answered the prayers of each of them and that of your servant also. As they go back to their seat, may the pillar of fire follow each one of them. May it seal their request with an amen from heaven, Lord. Let it be, Heavenly Father. Those in the audience, Lord, that have cried unto you for one thing or the other, Lord Jesus, you are the same God that heard the cry of your people in Egypt when they cry unto you. And every time your children cry, you always hear it, oh Father. This is a seed of Abraham. Lord Jesus, the blessing that followed the seed of Abraham, may it follow every one of them. Grant it, King of glory. We thank you. We bless your name. We adore you. We are so grateful unto you. Dear Father, we commit our servant into your hand through whom you are bringing down your blessing. We pray that you bless him back. As he has watered your people, may you water him back, Lord. May you recall him. May you lift up the honor of his ministry. Lord, we still have a service, Lord, that he has to preach for 1 hour again between 3 and 4 o'clock. We pray that you renew his strength. And one more time, send down your blessings. Thank you, dear Father. Lord, the little time we have between now and when we will sit down again by 2 o'clock, we pray your grace will be with us. Bless our food. Sanctify our water. Renew our strength. May your peace be our portion. Thank you, and thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen and amen. The Lord bless you. We will request the Omotosho family to please move forward as they requested. While we bow our heads, the Omotosho family, please come forward for prayer as the request has been given. Let us bow our heads. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for our brother and his family. We thank you, God, for your grace that has been upon them since you brought them to the surface of this earth. Lord, it's only the living that can praise you. Lord, the dead can no more praise you, except the saints in the sixth dimension. We worship you, O God, for this family, your goodness and your mercies upon their life, your provisions, your favor, your deliverances, your healings, your kindness unto them. We are so grateful. Lord Jesus, we want to commit them afresh into your all-sufficient hand. You know the desires of their heart. You know their needs. You know their cry. You know their request. Thou Almighty God, that has promised in your word that whosoever cometh unto me, I will know was cast out. We ask, O God, that you grant unto them whatever they desire, both spiritually, physically, materially, financially. May you bless them, O God. Lord, we pray you will prosper them, their Father, In every way, O Jehovah God, it is our desire and their desire that when this mortal life is over, that the family will not be broken. May you grant it to them, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatsoever they put their hands upon, may you establish it. May you prosper it. May you rebuke devourers for their sake. Be with the students among them. Lord, we ask for good memory for them. We ask for success in their education. Bless the workers, O Father. Give them skill in their different works. We pray, O God, for business people among them. We ask you prosper them. Rebuild devourers for their sake. Whatever they put their hands upon, may you establish it, O God. Master Jesus, we pray, O God, for each one of them for good and perfect health, O Father. Thank you, King of Glory. From henceforth, may there be greater testimony in their family. May there be greater blessings in their family. May there be more victories in their family. May the grace and the mercy of the Almighty God rest upon them. Thank you, King of Glory. We bless and magnify your name. Every other year that they will turn, O God, before you come for us, we ask that they always recall greater testimony. Thank you, Eternal Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen and amen. The Lord bless you. God bless you. God bless you, saints. We are grateful unto the Lord for all his, the outpouring of his blessings upon us. This morning, we are getting to afternoon now. Is it good to come to church? Oh, sure, sure. It's good to come to church. We thank the Lord for his blessings. In case some of our visitors do not understand the whatever happens, you are very free to ask questions at the end of the service. The Lord bless you richly. Our church is not a denomination. We don't have a book where we put down names. It's open to everyone that wants to fellowship or worship God at any time. Our church doors are open on Sundays and also on Wednesdays, 5 p.m. And you are very free to come worship with us. And once in a while, we do have services on Friday. The Lord bless you richly. And may his coming gladden our hearts. Yeah. Sometimes when people come to church, and this I'm talking about our members now, majorly, and the offering plate has gone and is already off, maybe, I don't know, whether you thank the Lord, at least that one is gone. Offering is part of service. If I enter church and the offering has been taken, me, I will look for the offering plate. I want to put myself there. Because offering is part of service. Here we do not levy anybody. Offering is free will. We had two offerings this morning, normal offering and the offering for the missionary that is passing our way. And if you miss them and you feel obliged that you are supposed to, then you approach the deacon's office and put your own where it should be. And then the Lord will bless you. We'll be seated again by 2 o'clock for the last service of the day. 2:30 will be worship service. By 3 o'clock, the preacher will take the pulpit. And then by 4, we'll close finally for the day. Was requested, the biscuits that the Omotosho just promised is awaiting you at the door. As you go out, I think, is the center door? Is it the center door now? Yeah, but you put the biscuit here now. Okay, it's also at the other doors. Okay, yeah, every door has the biscuit and their hands. So, as you are going out, you just collect your own. Once everybody is out, it is assumed that everybody has collected. So that ends. There is nothing on this door because our own door is locked outside. But God will help us and make a way for us. God bless you richly. After the biscuits, then there is the pictures. Then after the picture, then you take your food and then you prepare for the last service. Shall we rise on our feet? We don't know Brother Naphtali's local song will have sang one. Though me, I have an idea of one, but I think it comes from Ewe. They also have Ewe in Ghana too, and but Akwe Medina Mau, is it? Akwe Medina Mau. Akwe Medina Mau. Medina Mau. Medina Mau. Oh, Akwe Medina Mau. Oh, Medina. Medina, yeah, many languages I have their choruses. Our thanks we give to the Lord. Oh, our thanks we give to the Lord. Oh, our thanks, yes, we give to the Lord. Oh, we give to the Lord. Oh, we give to the Lord. Oh, our thanks we give unto the Lord. Yes, we give unto the Lord. Oh, we give to the Lord. Oh, our praise, we God bless you till 2 o'clock we meet again. Our praise we give.
Our praise we give to the Lord. We give to the Lord.